We started off the broadcast this morning talking trees with Integrity Tree Service, and wouldn't you know, we got a bug and insect question, and wouldn't you know, Bonide's got a product that has you covered there for tree and shrubs. And this is my kind of product. Now, this is a systemic product, so it's not something you want to use on your produce, but elms, oaks, ash, this will kill them inside and out when you apply it. The annual tree and shrub killer, it goes into the systemic, like I had mentioned, and so anything that bores in it as well, it will kill as the bugs eating the plant. It's brilliant. It's applied at the right time of the year. You only have to do it once, and it'll protect for the full year. There's no spraying, no ladder climbing, no mess. Just use as directed, pour it around the tree, and you're done. That's Bonide's annual tree and shrub insect control. You can find it in Tucson at Mesquite Valley Growers and Prescott at Water Garden Center. And for anyone in the Lakeside Sholo area, Christopher's Garden Center.
That's a beautiful little center. That's a beautiful little center. Yes, it is.
It's the envy of garden centers for anyone below the rim in the summer.
No one
wants it in the winter. But in the summertime?
We have plenty of callers on hold. We'll get to you just as quick as we can. We do have an open line if you'd like to jump in with your project of the week or project of the weekend that you're trying to get done. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We can help you with tricks of the trade. We can help you with tool recommendations. We can help you with brand name recommendations. Anything you're trying to get done, that's why we show up every Saturday morning and have for 26 years. We're talking about the lessons we learned this week from the Rosie on the House trash tour. Some people have a victory tour. We have a trash tour. One of the other lessons we've learned, they recycle enough aluminum to build 8 jumbo jets.
And they were saying if everything was built out of aluminum, they wouldn't have a job.
That's right.
Hey, I had a couple phone calls come in during the break I thought you'd be interested in.
Why, was it correcting me about something?
Yeah.
Why would I be interested in that?
Yeah, she's not on air.
Well, summer actually started today.
Oh, it did.
At 3:41 a.m. or 3:51 a.m. So you're behind.
Wow.
Just so you know,
okay.
One extra day of summer we have now due to rotation and all that. So,
okay.
And then also your friend Dennis that you visited in Prescott,
yes,
for the odor, he found it. Apparently, you and Stan did your magic and found. He did a little bubble test and found where his plumbing is leaking, and he was a happy camper. So thank you.
Very good.
Well, I think
being Maricopa County's official stinkologist is not always an easy job. And in that case, I was in Yavapai County.
Yeah. Someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it. That's right.
We were talking recycling, and it's Encourage Kelly, who's called in from Chandler, wants to know how to dispose of a few particular items. Let's put our training that we learned from this tour to the test and see if we can help Kelly.
Good.
What are you trying to recycle?
Yes, I have several old computers. An old TV, cable boxes, and cell phones. And I'm not sure what to do with any of them. They're all in my closet, kind of cleared out.
Yeah, we've got a couple. There is the Valleywide Recycling website, Valleywide Recycling.
Mm-hmm.
And on that listing, it'll break it down by municipality. And then when you go to that municipality, it'll bring you to links for specifically that. And there are certain days, I know that the data doctors used to do it, where they had special electronic drop dates.
There's a lot of dangerous stuff in there, so it's great that you're calling and not just disposing of it. They're actually at the sorting yard we were at this week. They were actually sorting various pieces of electronic equipment to go completely get handled completely separate. But it's best that it doesn't ever even end up there. So at your computer, go to it's recycling. It's just recycling.com, right?
Almost. Recycling. VRP, Valleywide Project.
RecycleVRP.com. Pick the city you're located in, and it'll detail what the city's plan is for you to dispose of those products.
And if not every municipality will have one, but on this partnership, they've got resources for you, so you may have to take it somewhere.
I thought it was funny, and maybe I ought not say this on air, but when we went to our lunch afterward, one of the Granny Annie was there, and she was saying that her city didn't recycle glass. So she saves all her glass and brings it over to her son's house and puts it in his recycling center. And then Phoenix takes it away for her.
And they've got a great website, phoenix.gov/garbage. And that'll take you to their website for their transfer station as well. And it'll help you identify where to put those electronics.
All right. We've talked trash and odor all morning long. Let's pick another topic. Well, who's called in on another topic?
Joanna, air conditioning. That's
okay,
a hot topic.
Let's switch to air conditioning. That's a good idea. Given it at 3:51 this morning, summer officially started. Air conditioning should be a hot topic. Good morning,
Joan.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well.
I have a question, actually two of them, that has to do with the air conditioning. What do I want a technician to check when the air is blowing in too cold and too damp, and then also when the unit is off, cold air still comes through the vents?
Well, that could very possibly be a duct situation.
Duct, okay.
And the other situation, if the temperature splits too high and you want about an 18 to 20 degree difference, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How big is your house?
1,740 square feet.
And do you know how big a unit you have on your home?
Either 2.5 or 3.
I'm going to guess it's a little bit bigger than that, given the 1,700.
Think 3.5? I don't know.
Yeah. Who do you have a relationship with a mechanical contractor right now that's regularly servicing the equipment?
I have had Integrity.
Okay. Well, you've got one of the best air conditioning companies in the whole state. Get Brad out there to do a trouble analysis. But the fact that it's blowing too cold, the air conditioning unit is always going to take whatever air you're putting into the unit, and it's going to drop it by about 20 degrees. So if you're putting in 80-degree air, it's going to be coming out 60. There's no way we can warm that air back up.
Oh, okay.
All we can do is turn the thermostat up a little bit to keep the unit from running as long. And the fact that Integrity is your air conditioning contractor, and you do have 1,700 square feet, I would tell you that a 3-ton, 2.5, 3-ton probably is pretty close, but it has to be done exactly right. And I'm going to tell you that if they did the air conditioning on your house, you don't have a duct problem. That isn't the issue at all. So it's probably just the fact that the delta T, temperature in and temperature out, is just a little bit too cool for you personally. But you adjust that by adjusting the thermostat. It's going to blow just as cold. It's just not going to blow as long.
And looking inside of our digital newsroom, I'll actually move this one to the front. It was a testimonial on Integrity. They wrote in and just said, I called Integrity with a problem last week. Gary came out. He couldn't have been nicer. And the tech Miguel was professional, prompt, and courteous. So it's hard to... out there in the summer heat, man, I don't know how they do it, especially roofers.
Roofers and air conditioning guys climbing up on roofs at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I did that one summer working for Lions, and
almost got you to go back to school, didn't it?
It convinced me that if I was ever going to continue my roofing career, it would be up north. I would move out of Phoenix. Nancy wrote in from Mesa and says, "Big Mike from Acme Locksmith came out, and what a pleasure he was to work with. I feel safer and secure now. And also had TrueView out to replace a broken mirror." So an avid user of the network. We appreciate those companies. As well as this one more, Peggy from Tucson, wrote in on Woods Plumbing, who's on their way here now to the studio for our 10 o'clock hour. Just can't say enough nice things about him. And you folks rock. We love your show and all your hard work. So we appreciate all the compliments on our contractors that are out there doing it right, even in the midst of blistering heat.
Those are all the listeners that have taken the initiative to go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and find our contractor referral network. You can find the best of the best pre-screened contractors depending on your particular area. At rosieonthehouse.com, you just click on the referral network. It'll ask you which area of the state you're located in. We have directories in Phoenix. Flagstaff is not yet quite ready to go, but Prescott certainly is, and Sedona, Casa Grande. Casa Grande was one we had to do because all of our Phoenix listeners would say, look, not all of your contractors will come down to Casa Grande. And not all of your contractors in Tucson will come up. We're kind of trapped in a no man's, no Rosie on the House certified contractor land down here. It's like the DMZ. So we started the Casa Grande Connection. If you're down there, that's servicing Eloy, Coolidge, Florence, Casa Grande. You know there's 400,000 people there? Third most populous county in the state.
And you wouldn't know it driving.
No, you wouldn't. You don't
I
see
say
it.
10 between it because you really have to get off. And if you get off and drive west on any of the exits, it's a big town.
Yeah. Stop and be Dillon's for a glass of lemonade. Can't beat that, right?
No. Got to hit B. Dillon's.
Go ahead.
Lauren Tucson wrote in and said, I need to run an electrical conduit from the front yard to the backyard, but I don't want to pay $1,100. Me either, Laura. So if you figure out how to get that done, let me know. I'm getting ready to run water and power from our out to the barn. And yeah, it costs money. I don't know what to tell you other than if you find most electricians will tell you they are very expensive trenchers. So if you can find an excavator that'll trench it for you cheap and the electrician to run it, that might save you some money. Otherwise, the only other thing I've been able to find, which I'm not too keen on, is hand digging it.
Blue steak.
You need to do that.
Blue steak. Make sure you call Blue Steak before you start digging for that trench.
Absolutely. And then Rosie mentioned earlier on a broadcast a door sweep that drops into place. What's it called and where do I find it?
You have to go to a door millwork specialty shop, but it's called an automatic doorstop. It's spring-loaded, and as the door closes, the spring-loaded button pushes against the jamb of the door, and it releases a bottom that actually drops. It's actually fairly hard to install. You need to rabbit out the space underneath the door and put it in. It is, I would say, a Class 200 trim carpentry installation, not a freshman's job.
And the last one we'll have time for today, real quick. Dave wants to know, when does the kilowatt rate change from on-peak to off-peak? Well, that's really what your plan is, and each plan is different. So you have to check with your bill, and yes, they do go up in the summer.
Yeah.
Supply and demand, obviously, we're using a lot more energy in the summertime trying to cool the homes down than we are in the wintertime trying to keep them warm. But it should be on your bill at what time your on- and off-peak rates are. If not, I'm sure you can call your power provider and they can help walk you through it.
Absolutely.